Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Oh, Wiggins!
The Bee or not the Bee.
Hooray!
Hooray, everyone. Thank you. This is the Bee or Not the Bee, which means that I have stories.
Were you non-committal on where you were going with that?
Yeah, I didn't. I never know where I'm going with anything.
Yeah, it sounded like...
Hello!
Like, refined old man trucker.
Yeah.
Not that the truckers out there are not the most refined people I've ever met.
Usually they're not a British aristocrats.
Yeah, but they probably drive trucks in Britain, too.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah, but they talk like Americans.
Yes. 10-4, good buddy. Heading over to Williamshire.
You must be a trucker.
Williamshire.
All right, these are stories that are from the Babylon Bee. And
wouldn't
some
it be
of them,
so funny if truckers and everywhere else still talk
that's just
like
the vernacular.
Breaker, breaker.
No matter where you
yeah,
go.
Yes.
Hey, we're over here in Sweden. We're going to avoid this fjord right over here. Got some ice sticking out. That's just trucker talk, though.
That's a good trucker advice. Avoid
the avoid
fjord.
The fjords. Yeah. Yeah. It's something you got to get on the radio to say. You know, hey, don't fall off the cliff into the water.
You guys seen this thing over here? Yeah. I'm going to avoid it. You should too.
The fjords of the Midwest.
Yeah. Yeah, up here in Norwegia.
Excuse me, so those are called bluffs.
All right. Once again, these are stories that are either from the Babylon Bee, which is a satire news website, or they're real. I'm going to read the headline. You got to tell me which one you think it is, real or satire. Here we go. Hillary Clinton condemns Trump for paying hush money to political liabilities instead of just killing them. Yeah.
I've seen this one, and I was hoping you would
it. Was
it.
The best one.
Yeah.
I had to lead with it.
Go for
Hillary
it.
Clinton condemned political rival Donald Trump during the former president's campaign finance trial this week for paying out money to keep detractors quiet instead of just offing them in a kayak accident or a donut choking accident or four shotgun rounds to the back of the head accident.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Being a grandmother myself, I know how busy things can get with family, work, and life.
Yeah, she's doing a lot of grandma-ing.
Yeah. The temptation to just pay money to make things go away can creep up, Clinton continued. But the only way to completely ensure those loose lips won't sink your ship is to sink their paddleboard, if you get my drift. That is indeed satire.
I won't say. You guys agree?
Yeah.
Bee?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely the
Oh, yeah. We didn't go around the room.
No, I just did it.
Yeah. Thank you.
As soon as you start saying, I'm like, yes.
That was one of the bigger ones this week. Every now and then, one kind of cuts through, and people have seen it even outside of the website.
I try not to. Read the articles and stuff. If I see a headline and I don't send them to you, because I know if I send them to you, you're probably not going to use it. So I just see stuff and I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's going to be on there. But I don't read the articles because I want to hear them for the first time on the show.
There you go. That one was satire. Let me know what you think about this one. NPR says they always strive to feature a broad range of opinions from slightly communist to very communist.
I'm going B.
Yeah, me too.
It is the B. NPR, but it's always truth, right? NPR CEO Catherine Marr stated, quote, "We will continue to hold true to our North Star, diversity of views within the very broad progressive spectrum that covers a wide range of communist opinions."
That's lovely.
Yeah, that's a good quote. All right, next one. Justice Department investigation finds it had no bias in targeting Catholic extremists.
I think this is real.
Real.
Yeah, real.
It is real. Yeah, we've investigated ourselves and found ourselves to be fine. What characterizes a radicalized Catholic, according to the FBI? The article states that some traits include preferring listening to Mass in Latin, the view that there's only one road to heaven, abortion is sinful, and LGBTQ lifestyles are as well. FBI Director Chris Wray said the investigation into Catholics was merely a trivial issue from one office of the FBI, but that is a lie that was swiftly shot down by the House Judiciary Committee, because they said, quote, "Subpoena documents reveal that the FBI Richmond Field Office," which is one they were said was just kind of lone wolfing, coordinated with multiple other field offices around the country to produce a memo targeting traditional Catholics as domestic terrorists.
So what were the three things again? Latin Mass?
There was a few.
Abortion is sin.
Abortion. There is only one road to heaven. LGBTQ lifestyles.
I mean, that just sounds like regular Catholics. I mean, except for the Latin Mass. I know that's an extra thing, but for the most part.
I don't know that Catholics would think it's an extra thing.
Well, I know that there are Latin Masses and that there are non-Latin Masses. Mm-hmm. And I know that there's a sect within the Catholic Church that is very much like all Mass should be in Latin.
Sure. But I think that all Catholics probably understand and know that that is, like, I don't think that the ones who don't participate in Latin Mass are like, no Latin Mass.
Yeah, oh, that's
terrible.
No.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I think it's a matter of maybe internal preference that Catholics believe that they should have internally.
Sure.
Able to have a decision or choice. And, like, denominations, depending on how confessional you are, might have a little bit of give and take. Other denominations are a free-for-all. You wouldn't know that they belong to the same denomination and going church to church. But I think that it's unbelievable that the Justice Department, they're not blind to it. They know what they're doing. They can get away with explaining this away because no one's going to hold them accountable.
Yeah, exactly. So good on the House Judiciary Committee for following up on that. I'm glad that they did. Next story, new Biden diet sweeps nation. Pay the same amount of money but eat 50% less food. One more time, the new Biden diet sweeps nation.
What do you think, Leah?
Pay the same amount of money, but eat 50% less food.
I'll say B.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Leah on this one. That's a B article.
I think it's a B because it's named Biden, but I bet people are doing it.
Yeah.
Because they don't have a choice.
I'll read the article to you. Experts say the ultimate strength of the Biden diet is its simplicity. Quote, "You don't really have to do anything special to participate. You just go to the grocery store and buy as much food as you can afford, and soon all those extra pounds just start melting away." Connecticut mother Denise Martelli said her whole family is having success on the Biden diet. Quote, "We're spending the same amount of money on groceries each week, but my husband and I have each lost 10 pounds.
Good for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Four more years.
Four reporter,
less pounds.
Reporter robbed at Oakland In-N-Out Burger while filming story about robberies.
Oh.
I'll say real.
I think it's real.
Probably real.
It is real.
Is it In-N-Out closing there, though?
He was at the store that's closing.
Yeah, but it's closing, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's the first. Benny Johnson is his name. He's filming a bit.
Benny Johnson,
yeah. Was filming a bit on literally the only In-N-Out ever to close down because of crime. And while filming the story, got robbed at that In-N-Out.
Oh, my gosh.
That is a real story. Next one, flight attendant on a Boeing gives presentation on what to do in the unlikely event of a safe landing.
Scoby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Quote, "In the unlikely event that our plane makes it to Atlanta in one piece, here is what we will do," Kimberly began. The pilot will taxi the aircraft to a terminal. Once the aircraft comes to a complete stop, the seatbelt light will turn off, and then we can each unbuckle our seatbelt.
Do they explain how to deplane? Like, wait for the person in front of you and patient?
Yeah, I will tell you that basically the entire article was explaining normal airport procedures.
Yeah.
Like, that was it.
We need them to be more normal.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.